Hello, my name is Jacob Fraker. I'm 28-year-old gay man living with CF. I live in Sacramento, California. I am currently the Senate consultant for the LGBTQ caucus in the state capitol, working out of the office of Senator Susan Aikman.
Hi, I'm Julie Desch. I'm 60 years old, and I have CF, of course. I'm retired. In a former life, I was a surgical pathologist. And these days, I spend most of my time meditating, teaching meditation, and volunteering for CFRI, and hanging out with my dogs, and my kids, and my partner.
I'm Devin Wakefield. I live in Seattle, Washington. I'm 30. And I was born with cystic fibrosis. I was diagnosed right away, which was nice, but also I got diagnosed because I was really sick.
Hey there, my name is Emily Scheller. I'm 39 years old, almost 40. Diagnosed with cystic fibrosis when I was 18 months old back in 1983. I currently live outside of Detroit, Michigan, and I run and operate and founded the Rock CF Foundation based in Detroit, Michigan.
I had six older siblings, and two of them had been diagnosed at the Mayo Clinic within the last, 5 years or so of my birth. So when I was born, I was immediately tested with the sweat chloride test, and the diagnosis was made immediately.
I was lucky that my mom specifically requested that I be tested after my older brother, who was tested through the SALT test just a few years after me.
When I think back now to when I was a little kid, I always knew something was going on aside from CF was, and then through middle school, high school, kind of started to recognize more and more that maybe I like girls and not boys.
I think I always knew I was gay, but I grew up in Nebraska in the 60s and 70s. And that was just not even a possibility in my mind.
I probably first consciously knew I was gay probably in third grade, but I probably didn't have words for it until probably eighth grade or high school when I really started to realize, this is a thing, right? Being gay is a thing. And at the time it was a very bad thing.
I have an uncle who's gay and grew up with, surrounded by teachers and counselors who are gay. So I was around a supportive group of people, but really didn't come to the front of my mind, the top of my mind, until after high school, right? And always tried to suppress it because I thought that was what was supposed to be.
I had a boyfriend, and then I had another boyfriend, and then I got married, and then I moved to California, went to medical school. My perspective on life broadened in so many ways. It's like you can't even put it into words. And at about 29, it dawned on me, oh God, I'm gay and I'm married to a man.
So I came out spring break of freshman year at college. I came home, was like, hi, I'm gay. And I guess people weren't expecting that. My mom was like, is this a joke? I was like, no. She's like, oh.
I finally came out after the Supreme Court struck down DOMA, right? So once I knew, like, President Obama, one of my heroes, was behind this, and the Supreme Court said it was okay, I was like, oh, okay, cool. Now I can say it.
And so I think the first time I ever came out to anybody would have been my high school biology teacher, Mrs. Mundy. I had a crush on a boy, right? A very much an unrequited love story that many of us can certainly relate to.
It was a really rough time, but having that final clarification from the Supreme Court kind of gave me the green light, which is so stupid. Because again, I was surrounded my whole life with people who were in the community. So I told the president first, didn't hear back yet. So if you're watching, Barack, hit me back. And then my best friend, like 7 years ago, we were out with she and her boyfriend, and I told them, like, okay, yeah, all right. And then finally went up north with my parents and we were at a brewery and we're talking and talking. I'm just like, I'm gay. And they're like, yeah, we thought so. I'm like, okay, cool. But they've been extremely supportive through the whole process and couldn't have gone better, I guess, because you hear so many horror stories and just really sad stories. But I have the support of all my friends and family, I think. And so far, so good.
I couldn't even talk about the pain that I was feeling, having feelings for somebody that I certainly couldn't tell them, not just because they might not have the same feelings towards me, but I could suffer physical violence. I could lose that friendship. I would out myself, right, to the world just by expressing feelings towards another individual. And I remember, I don't know, Miss Mundy was just a very accepting teacher. For queer people, it's usually our English teachers, but for me, it was my biology teacher. And I remember just sitting in her office and breaking down. But I would not officially come out as a gay man until I was 23.
When I had the realization, I was married, of course, and I was really in deep infatuation with this woman that I spent a lot of time with. And I just became more and more aware that something was deeply wrong with the situation. And when I had the conversation with Scott and told him, you know, his immediate response was, he said it was like losing a limb, you know, it's like, and I get that now, it's kind of like part of his identity was being like part of this couple. And here I was telling him I had to leave.
I first came out to my sister, who I think was like kind of the easy one, the one who I thought would be most accepting. And then I came out to my mother. Then I came out to my brother. That was a really scary conversation. It ended up being probably one of the most powerful moments in kind of like my queer perspective down the road coming out to my brother and what transpired later. And then I came out to my father. That was not a good conversation. I don't currently have a relationship with my father as a result of it, but that's okay. That happens. And then the last people I came out to was my grandparents, who was also a very scary conversation. But it ended up being a really beautiful moment and ended up being a really powerful moment.
Telling my parents was also very difficult. My mom had a long history of psychiatric illness. And so for some reason I just said, well, I'm going to tell Dad first. His immediate response was, well, you cannot tell your mother because she will not be able to handle this. That was a hard blow. So I kind of honored his wishes and I didn't tell her for a while, but then I did. And she was like, of course you are. That's fine. I love you no matter what. She was so accepting and so like completely open-hearted. And it was just the opposite of what my dad thought she was capable of. So that taught me a profound lesson about being open. And I don't think I've ever hidden who I am since then. It was like my mom just like gave me the confidence, you know, that the people who really love you don't care.
So the people who weren't very accepting, I just stopped hanging out with, like, why bother? So I don't know if they would have. I was just like, well, okay, I'll make better friends. You know, so it worked out, you know, and I feel like my friend group now is way cooler than they were. So, you know, it, like I said, it worked out. They kind of did a favor. Like,
so it's really interesting to talk to my my gang of friends that I grew up with, because you know, I moved out to Stanford to go to school, and they continued, the most of them kind of stayed back in the Midwest. And they kind of started this yearly sort of reunion thing. And they got together a fair amount, but I was kind of, you know, away. So I wasn't part of that. And I was an outsider, sort of. in my own mind. I don't think they thought of me that way, but so when this happened, when I came out, I decided, well, I'm going to have to write them a letter. And they were all just like, of course you are, Julie. It's like nobody had a second, like not even an ear perked up, like, really?
That was a really scary process, just because, you know, you're entering a whole new community. It's a whole new world. And it's a whole new you, right? I knew straight Jacob. I knew how he would respond to things. I knew his, you know, his lexicon and his vocabulary and his responses, but I didn't know gay Jacob. And I didn't know how to engage with people in so many ways. And so it was really awesome because the community was really accepting. And I was able to find friends, who allies, all kinds of things to kind of help me navigate this world. And then now I'm in a position where in many ways I get to mentor and help navigate people who are entering into that world themselves. It was a crazy intense time, but it was awesome. And a big part of why I regretted coming out so late.
My partner, Michelle, now, we met in a running group in my community. She's actually a physician and surgeon and was a respiratory therapist back in before her current career. So
the unique thing about Barb is that she's a physician herself. So she knew, like, she didn't just like hear this, these two words and then have to run to the internet to figure out what that is, or understand from me what it was. Like, she knew what it was.
She knew about CF. She knew I had CF. Basically, anybody who runs in Southeast Michigan and they know me know I have CF, so it's no secret. So it really was a natural just fit and progression. She has asthma, so sometimes when she's sick, I'll do her CPT and she'll do it on me. And just it's an easy, natural fit. So there were no initial like hesitancies, I don't think.
And I think the way I phrased it is, it's like, I have it, but it's like this weird little thing about me, and I'm not like everyone else with CF. So, you know, just don't pay attention to that kind of thing. And she bought it.
My current partner is really incredible in terms of his ability to be compassionate, supportive, which is something that doesn't, it's always really intense when you find somebody who embraces every aspect of who you are. He lost his mother in a few years ago to cancer. He was her caretaker in her final months and final moments. And so he got it. He was like, I know what it's like.
I try to present myself. I don't even try, it just happens. Like, smiley, happy, courteous, empathetic to people, right? And if you can't get past that because of who I am, well, that's on you. But I don't think, I hope not, I've had experienced any sort of like discrimination or anything in the medical field because of that. My doctor's super chill about it. He's cool. Yeah, everyone's been great, I think. Now don't make me second guess this and go back and think.
And there's definitely been times that I have felt like my medical care could be better. I don't think it's really been due to homophobia, at least for me. I mean, I've been fortunate living on the West Coast that it doesn't, for me, it hasn't really played a big deal or had like a huge impact. That said, CF is complicated enough that even if people do care, they can still mess up. So yeah, I haven't needed to worry about that.
I definitely experienced homophobia when I was working in the medical field with my colleagues. Some of them in the same department. In fact, really, it would only happen with two people in my department. In San Francisco, of all places, where there was extreme homophobia.
Pride Month means to me visibility, which is something that both the rare disease community and the queer community often have to fight for on a daily basis, of just visibility. Often this is seen as a threat, right? From people who are outside, they go, why do they have to bring this up? Why do they get a whole month? Why do they do that? But that's because outside of this month, I am generally invisible.
Pride Month is, it's a time to celebrate. It's just a time to be proud of who you are in all of its glory.
So it's kind of cool that it's June. It's the month after CF Awareness Month. So we just roll right into the next. And we have a lot of work to do in the U.S. still. Like, it still amazes me that there's legislation being passed in this country that works against humans. Like, who cares if you're gay or who you love, but people are trying to impose laws. Like, I could still be fired in Michigan for being gay if I didn't work for myself. So I'm not going to fire myself, but it's really amazing that there's so much hate still about for people just because of who they are and who they love. It'd be like, we hate you because you have CF. And that wouldn't make sense, would it? But people can say, we hate you because you're gay. Like, that's absolutely ridiculous.
It's a lot of work to like advocate and explain very personal stuff to strangers in state legislatures or federal or anything like that. So yeah, you have to both celebrate what's happened, enjoy yourself, but also, you know, like recognize that there's a lot more to do and keep kicking butt.
Pride Month allows us to tell stories like this, to tell our stories. So younger kids or even people my age or older who are still struggling with accepting who they are will be able to finally accept that. So
from the other side of coming out, I can say that it was one of the most sort of profound experiences of being welcomed and accepted and known for who I really am.
There is no one coming out story. There is no one way to do that. And it is often very important to acknowledge the context of an individual story. The reality is, in the world we live in, sometimes it is just not safe to be who you are. And, you know, how do you live authentically while also trying to simply survive?
When I think about people who are afraid to come out or have waited forever because of the fear of family or friends, there's this quote that I heard somewhere, and it says, those that mind don't matter, and those that matter don't mind.
So you don't have to rush, you don't have to go too hard at it, but when you do feel ready and you do want to come out, go for it, and best of luck to you.
So when it's possible, find somewhere safe, reach out to organizations that are, you know, available there to help you. Obviously, there's more organizations now than ever to really kind of help navigate and direct you to safe places. Find those places. Know that you are loved, know that you are wanted. And I don't know every gay person in America or in the world, but I love each and every one of them. And I am so excited for them to live their authentic life because it can be so, so powerful.